Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and Todd Cunin and Cal Hunter, our wonderful producer. We love being here on February 18th, 2023, this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. We appreciate all of you joining us. Love our affiliates all over the country. We appreciate you more than you think. I love to talk about Radio Law Talk, and especially when we have new affiliates pop in occasionally. We're ready for a few more new ones, so go ahead and tell your friends, and we'll add a couple more. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234 if you want to call in. Excuse me. Remember, we're talking about the most exciting, entertaining, but only sometimes informative show on earth. And I want to tell you that because I don't want you to set your expectations too high. We're just here to have fun and entertain you more than anything. But today we're going to talk about the Murdoch murder trial. Wow, is that interesting. And I haven't talked to Denise and Todd. We talk to each other, but I didn't talk to them about the Murdoch trial yet. But, you know, it is on Court TV or whatever TV it is, and I've watched a lot of it. I binge-watched it last night, I mean, you skip through some of the boring stuff, but I binge-watched all of it. And it's interesting. I even got my wife. She's, like, watching it, you know?
You know, when something like this comes down, the last big one was the Johnny Depp trial, right? Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. You know those companies, like Court TV, I think Johnny Depp was 8 hours a day from Extras, one of those stations. You know they're going cha-ching because advertisers want to pay. And what do they not have to pay? They don't have to pay actors. They don't have to pay people for writing scripts. They don't have to pay any of that stuff for production. No makeup people, all that kind of stuff.
That's true.
But so it's just like cash cow.
Yeah, no, at least we don't think that they pay them to do anything. We're not sure.
Yeah, well, yes.
Who knows what that
scripted television.
The Murdoch trial, we're going
to... Do they buy rights to the trial? I mean, it's a public feed. Do they don't have to pay for that?
I don't think they do. It's to the public.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, they talk to kind of experts, you know, the supposed quote, and I'm in quotes, experts, about, you know, what's going on in the trial. Why they don't have a Radio Law Talk host on there, which is one of the biggest, you know, top radio shows in the country, I don't know. I bet you if we just told them, you might want to have us on as part of your show, they'd probably say, yeah, you're right.
They're clearly overlooking us, Fred.
I think I'll let them know. I think I'll email them. I'll probably send them a direct message. Remind me today, guys, during the break, I'm going to send them on my Instagram, my 1.3 million followers of Instagram, and say, look, you guys are interviewing the wrong people. You should at least be interviewing Todd Cunin, who's a former prosecutor.
Absolutely.
In the DA's office and stuff like that. So we'll see if we can get him on. You've got it, Todd, though. If I get you on there, you must mention Radio Law Talk.
Oh, absolutely. It would be like, well, Radio Law Talk, let me tell you, Radio Law Talk, about my opinion about this thing that we talked on Radio Law Talk. Because
right.
Radio Law Talk has this. Now,
that's
Murdaugh,
right.
Which... kind of rhymes with Radio Law Talk in a weird way. Is
we're not self-serving, are we? We're going to talk about. Let me tell you. I have my list of the stuff that we're going to discuss today, and I have to tell you, I put little anecdotal things to make me remember how to mention this stuff. And my anecdotal thing that I'm not supposed to say
that
on the air
is
this is a quote. My anecdotal I'm not supposed to say. Like I care, --. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to be deposed. I said to myself, we have to talk about it, whether we like it or not, but we're going to talk about that. Alabama jail lawsuit. That was an interesting one to me. That was not only interesting, but just sad. I couldn't believe if what they're saying is happening is it happened. And then we're going to talk about the PGA Tour and 54 golf lawsuit. Now, LIV golf suit. Now, does anybody know, without looking, Denise, Todd, or Cal, what LIV stands for? Todd, do you know? I know Denise, you don't know that.
Living in Vegas?
No. It's a Roman numeral.
It's a golf.
Live, but it's a Roman numeral.
Okay, don't say anything. When we get to it, probably by hour two, to be honest with you, because Murdoch, we're going to be talking about a lot. I'm going to tell you what LIV in Roman numerals stands for and why. And don't you look it up, listeners, on the internet while we're talking, because then you're cheating, okay? Remember, we're not talking about, we're not giving you legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Our producer, Cal Hunter, do you have anything?
Okay, ask me.
Do you have anything relevant to say before we move on into the case or no case? Anything relevant to say? I'm talking relevant. Note the adjective.
I'll make it quick. Sometimes old cases mirror new cases, and sometimes they don't. But you know, there's nothing new on the face of the earth. That's all I can say.
Well, that's good. Cal, at our age, no news is what?
Good news.
Good news. Okay. Well, with that,
let's get one more thing.
This is no fun.
All right, okay.
But let's get going on case or no case. We're going to do it quick. I mean, this time.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! A nursing home worker checked her pulse, did not detect one, and declared an Iowa woman deceased, despite the fact that she was lying there in bed with her eyes wide open, which led to what can only be described as a rather horrific experience for her. The woman was zipped into a body bag even though she was still alive. The next morning, the funeral home director arrived at his facility, placed the dead woman on a gurney, and heard and saw the bag begin to move and heard her gasping for air inside. They called 911. Despite showing signs of life, her eyes remained fixed in place. She wasn't speaking to anyone in the room or responding, which may be why the nursing home people thought she was gone. After receiving emergency medical care, the woman was taken back to the care facility. She was placed in hospice, died 2 days later. After all of the mourning and the funeral services and all of that, the grieving family went to the attorney and asked if they could sue somebody over this death misdiagnosis. Case or no case? Good question, don't you think, Denise Dirks?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
And, of course, we all have heard, you know, these horrible stories where you're in the morgue.
Most of them foreign countries. We don't hear of that many in the U.S., but this is in Iowa, so, yeah.
Well, I think that's everybody's fear.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is kind of a nightmare, isn't it?
The damages are probably not going to be much, considering she only lived 2 days longer. This is a scenario, but it's not a case.
Okay. That's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. Mr. Penny.
Yeah, I'm going to say that I think it's a case. I'm going to say it's a case. And, it goes to what Denise is right about, what's the damages, but she suffered. Just think what she suffered and went through, the agony of the end of her life. So it's a wrongful. The question is it a wrongful death or is it a.
And then the family having to go through her death twice.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a wrongful death because it was like a medical mal to some degree. There's all types of things you can argue, but
maybe intentional infliction.
Yeah, let me think about that last part.
Okay.
But for sure, you know, I don't know there'd be a wrongful death because they didn't cause her to die,
nope.
Right?
Nope.
But they caused her to suffer. What she had to go through in order to die, right? And what's that suffering worth? But once the person dies, they don't have a cause of action. It becomes a wrongful death. It's complicated. We'll be back.
All right. Well, there you have the concise answer. Don't worry. We have two more answers coming on case or no case. What's your answer? You can email us and tell us, and that is info@Radio Law Talk. And, of course, you can call the show anytime. So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk will be right back very soon.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer.
Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutting shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal this of the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said,
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
How did that happen? I mean at this time.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So I'm going to say it's a case, and the family wins. They get damages on behalf of, it's not a wrongful death, but they would normally get damages. Actually, the decedent would get damages, but for only a few days that they lived. And then it would go to the heirs. The lady that passed away wins, and her family does. But it's kind of complicated. I could go into it in detail, but it's not a simple case as to who has the rights and claims damages in that case.
Good point. And these things are not always civil law either, Fred. That's an important thing to think about. Todd, what say you?
There's an interesting little wrinkle that you just threw in there at the very end where you say it's not always civil law. Now, listen, to be clear, it wouldn't be a matter of – if it was a case and it wasn't civil, the only thing is it would it be a criminal? Would it be a criminal action? And I, based upon that, will say that, yes, it is a case, and it's not so much that the – family members of the deceased win anything because they're not the plaintiffs in a criminal action. The state is a plaintiff in a criminal action. And so I'm going to say that there's some sort of negligence, criminal negligence on the part of the caregiver that said, oh, she's dead and put her in a body bag and then took her out where she was unattended for whatever period of time. So a criminal case, yes, and the defendant loses. She pays the piper there, but not a civil case. So,
well, all right. So now let's see. Denise, you say no case.
Correct.
Fred, you said case, the decedent's family wins some sort of victory.
Yep.
And Todd said maybe a criminal case and the state wins, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, there are two out of three here. The care center was fined by the state $10,000 and had their license temporarily under review. And the family did file the case, and they settled out of court, amount unknown. So there were two cases here. Criminal.
I still say that they win because they got money.
Well, yeah, I think that's a fair observation. They did get money. Now, next hour, the case of a medical operation with a 300% mortality rate. 300%. How's that possible? I'll tell you next time on Case or No Case. And now, back to the show.
Wow. Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday.
That's good. Keep that going, Law Talk. That's important. Yeah. No, I think that's a good spot. You nailed it accidentally. You hit the wrong button, but it worked out perfect.
I'm having a rough day today, but
no,
I'll get
not.
Better.
That was perfect, though.
All right, here we go. So, back to the show.
Oh, back to Murdoch. Okay, so where do you start? So just so you know, to kind of take it, not from the beginning, but to the very end, the prosecution has rested their case.
Yes.
All right. So
next week is when the fun begins.
Yes, that's defense kind of comes up and uses their. And I've got so many notes on this thing that it's just mind-boggling on my notes. But here's a general overview for those of you who are listening for the first time. We're not going to go deep into it because we've gone over it ad nauseum in the last few weeks. But Mr. Murdoch is a very well-known lawyer out of South Carolina, where in different states, they have different setups as to who's the prosecution, public defenders. When it's not like the big cities or whatever, they'll have a local law firm be the district attorneys or act as the prosecutors and handle on contract basis the criminal cases for the county or in that general area. Well, since the early 1900s, late 1800s, Mr. Murdoch, Alex Murdoch's great-grandfather started with the law firm and was a very prominent law firm all throughout the 1900s. And he is the great-grandson. So he's the great-grandson. He's admitted he's got drug problems. Admitted at least for the last 10 to 20 years he's had problems with opioids, et cetera, et cetera. Very prominent family. They have two children and he has a wife and two children, the boys. Paul is the youngest. So we always got that mixed up. I think he's the young, I can't remember. He's the youngest one. The oldest one is weird that he has a kind of
Buster.
Yeah, yeah. Buster is the other son. So what he had is Paul got in an accident in the family boat in which a girl died. And there were issues about him being prosecuted. I think they settled it out, right? He didn't.
No, he was pending prosecution.
Okay, pending prosecution.
Like I say, pending prosecution as of the time of this criminal action.
Right, and a civil case going against him also. So That was going on. And in the meantime, our friend Alex Murdoch, the dad, who was the, I'm going to call the lead partner of this very reputable, well-known firm, happened to be allegations of embezzling a lot of money from the law firm and slash possibly the money from clients, too. By the way, he's been disbarred, correct? I saw he's been disbarred.
Yes.
And so he has had all types of problems. In fact, trying to get loans, trying to get more money. And we're going to talk about why this is important because it might go toward the issue of why he would attempt to do what he did in this case, which is he, quote, showed up. Again, he is innocent at this point until proven guilty. Shows up at his home. They have a home on the beach, apparently. They have a normal home, and then they have the mountain home that has dogs and hunting and, you know, whatever. And shows up there, and his wife and his son, Paul, are murdered and shot. And actually, if you watch on YouTube, you can see when they show up, the cop shows up, has the camera, and it's his first reaction when the police show up, what he says and all that type of stuff. So that's the setup, what's going on. And, you know, Denise, and Todd, I can talk the whole time about that. I can go on and on for hours. So that's the setup of who the family is. Now, very briefly, the important part that occurred, we talked about last week that we're not going to get into deep because we already mentioned it, is what's allowed to come into these criminal cases. You got to be very careful in criminal cases in allowing exculpatory or other evidence of other actions, because that's usually not relevant or not allowed unless there are a few things. Are we about ready to go out, Cal? 1 minute. Okay. All right. So we're about ready to go out. But when we come back, we're going to finish up with the Murdoch trial. All right? We'll be back.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 80,000 new agents. Your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One Stop Tax Relief Shop.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need.
USA News Update. The White House pledges federal resources to East Palestine, Ohio for as long as it takes following a toxic train derailment. Federal resources from the EPA, CDC, and other agencies have been deployed to the town to help with water and air quality testing. Governor Mike DeWine says there are no signs of contaminants.
We've gone into hundreds and hundreds of people's houses to test that air. It's good.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Department of Transportation is working to get to the bottom of what caused the February 3rd wreck and promised to hold the train's operator accountable. Some residents say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea after being allowed back home. 1 week after a hospital stay, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression. An aide says he could be there for a few weeks. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's Armadillo. Stop whining.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All right, we're back to the murder trial of his wife, Alex Murdaugh's wife, and son, Paul. So the defense, according to some people, did a whoopsie, but we don't think it's a whoopsie. And allowed the door to be open to what, Todd?
Well, like you were teasing when we went into the break, sometimes the judge is the gatekeeper of certain types of evidence that comes in. I mean, if there's evidence that comes in that is directly related to the crime, obviously that stuff should come in. But what about evidence of other bad acts? What about evidence of other things that aren't directly related to the crime itself, but that tend to show a pattern or a practice? And one of the things that the defense initially put forth the, hey, this shouldn't come in, and was objecting to, was the evidence that Alex Murdaugh, a little over 2 months after the fact, staged an unsuccessful suicide attempt, allegedly. And the report was, this is in August of 2021, and Murdaugh called 911 saying, look, I'm on a country road and somebody just, you know, shot me here. And his report was, I stopped, I pulled over to help somebody, and or had a flat tire, and somebody pulled over and came up, and then they shot me in the back of the head and took off, and it really made it look like there was a lot of people out there. His wife and son had been killed 2 months earlier, and now he was shot, left for dead, but he miraculously survived. And then in September, he had a conversation with his attorneys present over the telephone with the lead investigator where he said, yeah, that whole suicide thing was staged. I thought it'd be better off if I was dead. I thought I had about a 10, 11, 12 million dollar life insurance policy. I figured that'd go to my remaining son and you know, people would just be better off if I wasn't here. And he got the chance to make all these statements. And so the theory here was that the prosecution was going to use that.
Well, let's back up. I want to back up on
that. Sure.
So he tells him I was spending $60,000 a week?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to get to that.
I thought you said that.
$60,000 a week, but we'll get to that. So the prosecution's theory here of the case is that when Murdaugh's confronted with a crisis, violence is the result. So what was the crisis that led to the killing of his wife and son, as alleged? Well, that was when the bookkeeper from the law firm came forward and said, hey, well, what happened to this $792,000 that we're missing here? That was the same day the wife and son were shot and killed. And then fast forward to August when the partners of the law firm confronted Murdaugh and said, it ain't just $792,000. There's millions missing from us and from clients. And shortly thereafter, there's this alleged suicide attempt that he later admitted was staged. And so the prosecution's theory is every time he's faced with this crisis, violence is the result. So, Judge, we should be able to get this evidence of the suicide in to show that that's his modus operandi. That's his MO. That's how he goes about doing things. Now, in my opinion, this appears to me to have been a major ploy by the defense. Because a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, how could they have opened the door that allowed them to get this, allowed prosecution to get this evidence in that the defense was fighting so hard to keep out, and I don't think the defense ever wanted to keep it out.
Boy, this is a drum roll, Cal. This is one, I know Cal's really interested there, but I'm telling you, this is a drum roll.
I think that the defense absolutely wanted the evidence of this phone call to the investigators with his attorneys present, where he lays out the whole thing about his drug addiction and how he's allegedly spending $60,000 a week to get pills.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. Not just that. It wasn't just the phone call, Todd. It was the interview, live interview that the investigators did with the attorney sitting next to him at the.
It was done via, it was done over the phone. We're talking about the same thing.
Right.
That was a phone call. It was a phone interview where the attorneys went to the rehab facility where Murdaugh was, and they placed a call to the investigator Kelly, and this whole thing takes place. This interview that the investigator Kelly had with the defendant, with his attorneys present, where he lays out all of this stuff, and the attorneys are interjecting, saying, and that supports maybe our theory about how Eddie, the guy who was the drug dealer for Murdaugh, might have been skimming money, and that gets to our issue about maybe this was a drug deal related killing and all that. And I think the defense absolutely wanted this whole thing in for this reason. If the jury hears it, from the audio of the tape recording, or if it's video recorded, if the jury hears it there, Murdaugh gets his statement in, and he's never subject to cross-examination by a seasoned lawyer to try to poke holes in his case, in his statements. He just doesn't have that. So he's able to get this whole thing in. Right. And he is not subject to any cross-examination because investigators don't really cross-examine you the way a lawyer would. The investigator wants you to just talk and talk and talk and see if you'll slip up and say something. And then they can go and comb through that whole thing with a fine-tooth comb to see what they can use. But an attorney will set you up and cross-examine while you're on the stand. And none of that happened.
Didn't get led down any path there, you're saying.
Yeah, an interesting thing, too, though, is, Todd, you're correct on that, but he was also interviewed, personally interviewed with his attorney, too, in Amazon, showed it to Todd. I watched that whole interview. That's like an hour's.
But is that a Zoom call that he's in right there?
No, he's sitting there in the investigator's office.
Okay, because the one that was played there was while he was still he went to a rehab facility in Atlanta, and this was all this audio came in, and the fact is he was never subject to cross examination on any of this.
Right, right. Maybe it's the same thing.
It could be.
But it's got a video of it too on the thing.
It probably is with video of the same thing synced up.
Yes.
But the thing is here is. This is, in my opinion, this is like one side playing chess when the other side's playing checkers. Because the prosecution's probably thinking, great, we get this video in, but here's something to remember. The prosecution probably love to get in the little snippets that are just helpful for their case, right? But there's a rule in South Carolina, we have the same rule in California, and it's in almost all jurisdictions, if not all of them. It's called the rule of completeness, okay? And what the rule of completeness says is that if a statement is introduced by one party that is part of an entire statement that somebody made, so if the prosecution wants to introduce just a snippet of it, then the other side can ask that the entire statement, the whole thing, be introduced because you don't want statements taken out of context. And so with this here, if the prosecution couldn't pick and choose, it's either all got to come in or none of it, and they wanted it to come in for their theory of the case. It's just that the defense got to set up their entire defense. They got the statements of Murdaugh in. They got allegations that this might be a drug deal with somebody skimming money. This might be gang-related. They've got him with an alleged $60,000-a-week habit. And I'll tell you why.
But he would have been dead, though.
How can he be alive with 60 grand?
There's only one thing.
Yes.
The fact that he had somebody try to kill him and it didn't work, I think that is the red herring. I think that if he did not admit that he had tried to get somebody to kill him, his theory of the case would be better and enhanced because there somebody tried to kill him, right? And it could be the drug pen or whatever. So the fact that he set that up himself, I think, undermines his case and his theory.
And I guess my comeback to that, the defense center, we're all reading tea leaves here, but it could very well be that Murdaugh legitimately wanted that to go through. The guy he hired just screwed up in the manner in which it was done. Because let's look at it this way. If it was indeed true that this was a gang-related, if Murdaugh had nothing to do with the death of his son and wife, and it was gang-related, who's next on that list when they find out he's no longer with his law firm, he's got no money, he can't pay him back, he can't do anything? Who's next on that list? And it would be him.
Here's an interesting thing. As we come back, we're going to finish up. Remember, prosecution is trying to win a case without a confession, eyewitness, fingerprints, no gun. And guess what? We're going to come back and lay out some good things that the prosecution did that I think are very interesting and possibly damaging to the Murdaughs, Mr. Murdaugh in his case. We'll be back.
What a long, strange trip, huh? This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk, Radio with Law Fred Talk. Penny, with Todd Kunin, and Denise Dunn. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those... G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-Reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
I think we're back and hanging out here. But here's what I wanted to bring up about the Murdaugh trial. And the important thing that Todd brought out is a lot of interesting things that the defense is trying to do, because defense has not, the prosecution is rested, defense has not put forth their case yet. You can, like you said, you can read the tea leaves a little bit by seeing what their cross-examination was, especially asking, did you do an investigation of any other people or look around and see if there's a drug dealer or something else occurred. But that apparently was not really the case, and they focused almost exclusively on Murdaugh. So I'm back here trying to figure out what's going on with what the prosecution's doing. And so what I'm going to do is say what I think the prosecution did to help their case in, by the way, a very difficult case with no confession, eyewitnesses, fingerprints, and no gun. Now, here's a few interesting things we have to remember. Number one, there's a timeline issue. Because Mr. Murdaugh talks about they're at the house. Now, hear about the timeline. They're at their house. That is this hunting house. The first thing to remember is the wife wanted to go to the beach. They have a beach house. They have a mountain house. And the mountain house has got dogs, a whole bunch of dogs, hunting dogs. And they house other people's hunting dogs. And she doesn't want to go there. And this is a testimony of her caretaker, that is the wife, Alex Bernoff's wife, that was killed, that she really didn't want to go there, but he said he kind of insisted, hey, let's go to the up to the house up in the hills and instead of down to the beach. So the other interesting thing is, as he gets there, he testifies what he does is he takes a nap. They're there, it's Paul, the wife, and Alec Murdoch. He takes a short nap. Then he goes to see his ailing mother, who, don't forget, his dad had just passed away, and she's got Alzheimer's. He goes over. Their house is about 15 miles away, Mom's house. He goes there to visit Mom for what he claims anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes. Then he comes back, right? He comes back and notices that his wife and his son are killed, and then he calls the authorities. He calls the police, 911. Now, this is the timeline. He says, first of all, he checked their pulses, and their pulse, there was no pulse on either of them. They didn't find any blood on him. He had clean, basically, if you look at him, he had very clean clothes on. The testimony from the, we have two people involved here. We have, well, those are multiple people, multiple witnesses. But let's talk about a couple of the witnesses. The witness, which is the Mrs. Smith, who is the caretaker of the mother of Mr. Murdoch, testified that basically he came over and he was there and he told her at one point after the, quote, murders, he told her, to say that he was there between 30 and 45 minutes when she said he was actually there for probably about no more than 20 minutes. The other thing that was very interesting is that she noticed he walked in with a blue tarp slash looked like rain jacket is what he had in his hand. They found that in the house, that is in the mother's house. And they did forensic examination of it, and it was a blue rain jacket, and it had gunshot residue from a gunshot in it. Now, that means either their assumption and argument is he was either wearing that at the time, or he was disposing of the shotgun or gun, and he wrapped it up in that specific, blue rain jacket. So that's the testimony of the mom's caretaker that's very interesting. By the way, there's someone else that was a state witness that had donated $1,000 to the GoFundMe campaign that everybody set up for Mrs. Smith, who was the caretaker that they were worried about. The Murdochs are so powerful that they were worried that she has to testify was very brave. And so they cross-examined him. The defense did and said, so you're here for the prosecution testifying and you gave money to the GoFundMe of Miss Smith. So there's a lot of little things like that. The defense is making little holes. But so that's evidence that they bring in. The other important evidence is the timeline. Don't forget, they have the GPS on the Suburban that Mr. Alex Murdoch was driving, and they have the pinging of his cell phone. And it puts him, first of all, going really fast and speeding to his mom's house, and the timing is such that it just doesn't make sense. It shows the other thing that's important. It shows his speed, and then it shows him slowing down, the car slowing down at a certain point and then speeding back up. And if that's the point, they found his wife's cell phone in the bushes. So not too far from where the house was. So that's another interesting tip. Don't worry, they're getting all the circumstantial evidence, right?
And but that's a lot.
That's a lot. No, here's the bomb. And I talked to my wife about this. I like to get a third party. And my wife said, in her opinion, this by far was the biggest bomb of all. And that was at 8:44 p.m. Now, the estimated time of death, they estimated, was between 8:50 and 9:06 p.m. All right, keep your numbers straight here. 8:50 and 9:06 p.m. At 8:44 p.m., Paul, the son, does a Snapchat. Well, there's two things. He does a Snapchat, and in the background, you can hear his dad talking, Murdoch, Alec Murdoch.
Which a lot of witnesses identified his voice.
As his voice. Don't forget, also, Paul had called one of the dog owners and said, I think the dog's tail's broken or leg's broken. And they can hear other people testified. They can hear Alec Murdoch's voice in the back. Again, that's 8:44 p.m., and allegedly within, you know, 6 minutes to 15 minutes, they're dead, right? Mm-hmm. And he calls 911 around 10:07 p.m. is when Alec Murdoch calls 911, saying, I just got back and found him.
What were the times associated with the drive to in the suburban where they said it slowed down and came back?
That was during, I can't remember the exact time period, but it showed that he went to his mom's really quick and came back really quick.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Just what time that was.
I've got it somewhere, but I don't have it in front of me. It was 15 miles away, okay. He said that she said she stayed 20 minutes, and then he returned. He was there 20 minutes, but he was trying to say it was 30 to 45 minutes he was there, right? So according to the witness, that it's 15 miles from the home. He was there 20 minutes, and he got home at 10 p.m. So there's your numbers. 15 miles away, 10 p.m., 20 minutes. Without getting in detail, their argument is he couldn't have done all that in that amount of time, you know. Now, if they testified, that is the mother's caretaker, because don't forget, mother's got Alzheimer's. They're not gonna. She doesn't have apparently know much that's going on. If the caretaker puts him there for 45 minutes, he wouldn't have been around the scene at the time.
Right.
So, but at 20
minutes,
I think
it was even at 30 minutes.
Yeah,
they would have started to punch holes, but at 20 minutes.
No
he still
way.
Had time so, to do yeah. what he could
so
do.
So they're thinking that the murders that took place around 8:50 p.m., between 8:40 and 8:50 p.m., at 9:06 is when he got into a Suburban to drive to his mom's house and then came back, called 911 after he came back. Now, that is, with that kind of evidence, I mean, obviously the defense is going to say, well, the murder happened after he left for mom's house.
Well, get this, too, and we got... I don't know if we want to continue hour two, but guess what? He checked the pulses of him. He had no blood on him, no nothing on him. And then I didn't even get to the part about the change in clothing that witnesses testified to. So we're going to touch on it. Stay with hour two, guys. And if your radio station decides to change to a basketball game or something, baseball, you switch to RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to us live. I got to finish this other point that are critical in this case. We'll be back.
Not done with Murdoch, but there's so much to tell. So stay tuned for Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kunin. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Don't go away.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.